Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
5 o'clock hour, in addition to rants, words and phrases that you want banished from the language. You've got Robert in Winsted. Hi, Robert.
Hello?
Yes, Robert.
Hi there. I really wasn't thinking about any words other than...
What were you thinking about?
There's an issue with stolen animals.
Really?
Yeah. There was a goat that was stolen.
Oh, yes, yes. I heard about that.
And, you know, horses. And it has to do with, on your other channel, or your other network, okay, that there's animals being stolen to feed the immigrants.
Oh, really? All right. Well, when you learn more from the other channel, let us know. Thank you for that, Robert. Let's see. Yeah, we can get Tracy in from Hartford. Hi, Tracy.
Oh, hello.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. This is a word that's misused. Has the word for been addressed?
For, F-O-R?
For, F-L-O-O-R.
Floor?
Yes.
No. Like the bottom of something? Like the floor on the price?
Like your kitchen floor.
Yes, well, that too. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
You don't like that word?
I cannot. It's being misused. I cannot stand when people refer to the ground as the floor.
Oh, well, there may be people who grew up poor.
I mean, as the floor. You understand what I mean?
Yes, yes. But, you know, before there were floors, the dirt was the floor of the house, right? In the old days?
Well, I guess you have a point there. But, I mean, it just drives me nuts when
All
I
All right.
Hear.
Will you do me a favor and make a video of yourself being driven nuts and send it to us? I'd love to watch that. Sorry, I've got to get to the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Thank you for that, Tracy, though. Mark Christopher is there, and he's got an update for us on the ride home. Mark.
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
All righty, all righty, all righty. Here we go. We're going to mix in an occasional rant, and we will take calls on our topic. Words or phrases you want banished from the language, and with good reason. It's Dr. Richard in Manchester. Hi, Richard.
Todd, I love it when people say, "May I help you?" It's refreshing. Too many
and
people
rare.
Say, "Can I help you?" Mm-hmm. So I say to them, "I don't know. Only you know if you can. You may."
Oh. That's funny, because they have, I think, over the, well, decades ago, they became, meaning-wise for the average person, both the same thing.
Well, can means the ability, too.
Yes. No, I understand the distinction, yeah. But it's no longer operative. I was just going to say it's no longer operative in the culture, but go ahead.
Well, I'd have students. I was a retired teacher, mm-hmm. and they'd say, I won't say my last name, but they'll say, "Mr., can I go to the bathroom?" And I'll mm-hmm. say, "I don't know. You may. I don't. Only you know if you can."
That's such a teacher thing. I remember my my fifth grade teacher, who had blue hair, And she would say, if you would stand up to speak, as you were commanded to do, you would stand up and you would say, well, and she would say, get out of the water.
Yeah.
Did you say that one too?
No, I didn't. But I just want to comment one more that is a gentleman made a good point about the awesome. I think people will say awesome if there's an extra piece of pepperoni on a pizza.
Well, that's justified, I think.
So just so what happens when you walk on the moon, like you said?
Walking on the moon and an extra piece of pepperoni are pretty equivalent.
Anyway, excellent. Thanks for the topic. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Richard. Good to hear from you. It's tough, I think, to have been educated in a different world and then have the new world dispense with all of the things that were signs of progress in our society. 860-522-9842. Okay, trying to go in order here. So checking Jeff in Marlboro. Hello, Jeff.
Hey there, Todd. Wow, there's a lot of callers on this. So a lot of phrases, a lot of words. I've got a word, a phrase, and I'd like to talk about the Bears a little bit if you have the time.
Well, get going and let's see what happens.
All right. So my first word, I'm going to say it was sort of a fad a couple months ago when Chris Christie muttered the word fungible.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't go 2 hours without hearing that word. And then after about 3 weeks, it disappeared. So I'm glad it did because I was sick of hearing that word.
Okay. What's next?
The phrase underserved community.
Oh man, that's a great one.
Yeah, and I really don't like it because I don't think any community is necessarily cut off from any government program.
No, and the communities they're referring to are the ones that are abundantly supplied with government programs.
Exactly. And I just want to say this and say it quite frankly. If you live in a quote-unquote underserved community, it's probably full of drug addicts, gangbangers, thieves, and other low-life scumbags. You just need to get out of that community. It's a bad community. It's not underserved. It's just a crappy community.
Well, that's what they're trying to say. So you just said one of the phrases that drives me crazy, quite frankly.
What's that? Oh, okay, yep.
Because it suggests that the moment when you are speaking frankly is so unique that you have to identify it.
That I'm not being frank.
The rest of the time.
Right, right.
This is an exception. There's going to be a unique moment. I will now be honest.
Yeah, exactly. You're 100% correct. Quite
right.
Frankly.
So you wanted to say something about Bears? Go fast.
Yeah, so 2 years ago, I had Mama Bear come up with four of her cubs on my back porch. And what Mr. Markley was saying about not being able to coexist with bears, he's quite right. I mean, they really take over everything. And this big, I would estimate, you know, at least 600-pound mama and four 150-pound cubs. It literally scared me very much because she was leaning up against. We have like a glass door, a sliding glass door that goes out to that porch, and she was just leaning up against it, sitting on her butt, eating a big thing of bird seed that we had out there. And, yeah, I was just worried about her tumbling through the door and then what was going to happen next.
Yes.
To keep the bear – I mean, I like the bears as well, but to keep them at bay or in more wild areas. And I have State Forest directly across the street from my house, so there's tons and tons of animals and wildlife around here. You can hear the coyotes all the time and everything too, so it's hard to do, but he was definitely right that it's hard to coexist with the bears because they do kind of own the place.
They're not much impressed with when the humans show up. Thank you for that, Jeff. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. The bears. You know, the coyotes, the howling of coyotes is creepy, isn't it? When you're not accustomed to it anyway, which explains me pretty accurately. Jeff is calling from Ashford. Hi.
Hello, Todd. Why do people ask questions in the past tense? I wanted to ask you something. oh, wait, that was 3 weeks ago. Or, what was your name? No, it still is my name. Did you want a receipt with that? No, I would actually like a receipt now, today, in the present.
It is funny how we do that. And it's not such a... It's not so unusual that it even gets noticed most of the time. So it's a good question. Why do we feel the need? Why did we feel the need to talk in the past tense?
That was yesterday. I don't know.
Too long ago to remember.
I would totally get rid of guys. I don't know how many times I've been in a restaurant with a female or my daughter or other, you know, a mixed company, and the waitress comes up and says, "Hi, guys." I'm kind of looking at the person.
It's an incredible epidemic right now at restaurants for some reason. First of all, servers learn certain phrases and things to say as if they've gone through military training. They follow so strictly. I don't think in the whole planet there's a single profession that follows an unstated or stated protocol. Like if you were training your staff to say guys, to call everybody guys. Make sure when you walk up to that table, call them all guys. Even if it's mixed gender, they would. If you were trying, they wouldn't be able to do it as reliably as they do.
As they do without the direction, yeah.
Yes. And
the chronic means, yes.
Hi, guys. I'm Julie, and I'll be your server.
Right. Are you a guy,
really?
Julie?
I never would have imagined that you would be our server.
No. And the chronic misuse of that for who?
Give me an example.
Oh, now you're killing me.
I was talking to a person that told me.
The people that go to the store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
people
I don't like
go
that.
Go to the store.
Is that a rule that you're? That's a rule you're not supposed to call people that in that case.
Who the pronoun for people is who, and the pronoun for things and animals is that.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Thank you very much.
I thought animals were people too, though. So now I'm confused. Thank you, Jeff. 860-522-9842. This is a good conversation. Let me play a rant, and then we'll take some more phone calls.
Hello, Todd. John here. What this lady in the WNBA, drafted out of college, gets paid is whatever whoever wants to pay for her services.
Thank
if
you, John.
She's good, fine. She's bad, that's fine too. But someone's willing to pay for her services, and that's what they pay. Thanks, sir. It's not what everybody else gets paid. It's what someone is willing to pay her.
You know what else, though, John, how correct you are, it goes even further than that, because they have a collective bargaining agreement where the scale for pay is locked in. If you are the number one pick, it specifies what your salary is going to be. And that's what, what's her name, Caitlin Clark, is getting. She's getting the 76.5 or whatever it is that is proscribed for the number one draft position. How about that? How about them apples? 860-522-9842. Fred Middletown. Hi, Fred.
Hey, my primary communication crime complaint is the unintended question. Most classically represented by, quote, you know, which was just like kudzu for the longest time and never really went away. And upspeak being the lowest common denominator of it. Your young person guest that you had on to start the show. Until she relaxed, she was putting question marks everywhere.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
She has that woman who I had on at the beginning. She's a college. Yeah, she's in law school. And what was it she did? She had. Oh, I know. I'm glad you brought that up because it does bother me a lot when a question is when you're asking somebody a question. And they don't respond to the question, but they respond to the fact that you're asking them that question. And they respond to the type of question you're asking them or the fact that you're asking it of them, but not the question you're asking.
I actually tuned out after a quick minute. That upspeak, I couldn't suffer. And then when I came back, she was speaking normally.
Well, that's good. I'm glad she dropped the up. But do you know what I'm referring to where you you say to somebody,
yeah,
it's a beautiful day out today, isn't it? And they go, yeah, so... And they're not responding to that it's a nice day, yeah. They're saying, yeah, because you asked them a question.
Mm. Oh, I mean, there's just no rules. But one of the smartest guys I know, we're sitting on Main Street, you know, and if we look to our left through the glass window, there's Main Street. And so, you know, I'm parking on Main Street and up speaking, and I just, and he goes, you know, and then he'll wait for an answer to, you know, when the question was made.
Right, right.
This is like a very intelligent guy who it's like so worth my while. So I'm really disciplining him. I'm just staying calm, not taking it personally. Just, and you know, he's coming along. I start most sentences with, well, it's a great holder, and like, well, you know, and typically, you know, you're not sure where you're going, right?
Well, if you're not sure, I think it's allowed.
Two other things. Dude is not tired. Dude is multi-purpose. You just don't say it to cops. And I use the Homer Simpson woo-hoo for everything. It's hello. It's goodbye. You can intone it any way. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I think I start almost every call with hey, hey. It's good to say something twice just because no one's listening. So the first hey, and then you say it again. Yeah. All right.
I have noticed that, but I didn't know there was actually any purpose to it. Thank you for that, Fred. Who's next? Oh, George and Vernon next. Hi, George.
Hey, yes. One thing that really irks me is people that I asked them.
People that what?
They say, I asked them.
Asked them?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, they're talking about the killing they performed yesterday, aren't they?
Yeah. They're saying, I asked this person this question. They make it with an X. I asked them.
Yeah, I find that bothersome as well. But, you know, the times they are changing, and that's one of the ones that changes with the times.
That's what Bob Dylan says. But anyways, it's it's odd. You know, unfortunately, there's certain people that make that comment. And... leave it at that.
Thank you, George. Good to hear from you. Appreciate your patience. Here's an email I got. Politicians always use "let me be clear," Eddie says, which is fitting, he says, because most of the time they are not. And that is true.
You could call Kamala Harris ignorant and stupid, but that would be a major understatement. She's stuck on the Second Amendment. I don't think this woman ever read the Constitution. She doesn't know what the Constitution is. She's in over her head since day one. Number two, Mayorkas.
Wait a sec. How can you be in over your head when your job is Vice President of the United States? It's the job that has no water in its pool. 860-522-WTIC. We're going to take more calls, play more rants, after we get ourselves a little
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Traffic and weather and news update. Mark Christopher in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's play this.
Hi, Todd. Well, the Democratic Party is trying real hard to tell women that they are losing their rights with this abortion baloney. But then again, they're steering women away from the fact that transgender issues, facts that they cannot keep their kids from getting mutilated by the sex changes, and they're losing their privileges in sports. Really? Isn't that losing women's rights? Later.
Thank you, Gladys. 860-522-9842. We have Matt in Bristol. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt from Bristol. Hi.
Nice to hear from you, Matt. Go ahead.
Okay, I got two. One is the word equity, if you didn't cover it.
Somebody did mention equity, but it's worth a second one for sure.
For three decades-ish, I've been saying crap like, Aunt Gertrude, that was a pretty fascinating point, but you just exhibited way too much emotional equity in the topic and we're confused.
Yes.
And politicians have stolen this from me, Feinberg, and used it for housing equity, oil equity, energy equity, any equity they want to make a bullet point with, and it makes me angry.
Well, it's understandable. And do you have a second one?
Yes. You ready?
Yep.
You're going to love this. Because you talk about politicians half the day. Do you know what the word defenestration means?
Deforestation? Is that what you said?
Nope. Defenestration.
Defenestration. I've heard it, but I don't know what the meaning is.
So keep in mind the politicians, not advocating for this. The formal definition is the act of throwing someone out of a window. The secondary definition is the action of dismissing someone from a position of power or authority.
We need to do more defenestration. Both meanings.
You said that, not me. Thank you. You rock.
All right, Matt. Appreciate it. 860-522-9842. We will do this traffic and weather, and then we will just talk for the rest of the half hour because we got a big chunk of open time. And we're going to Mark Christopher in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center.
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC. News Talk 1080.
All right. Back to phone calls. Richard Manchester. Hi, Richard.
Yes, hi, Todd. Thank you very much for letting me speak. So well, my word is no problem. I hate that word.
Oh, that's no problem. Come on, man.
And you know, when I hear it used a lot, not with the excellent traffic reporter you have on today, but often you hear it during the traffic report, how traffic is no problem. Well, what does that mean? It's easier to say that it's light, heavy, moderate. Plus, if you're getting paid by the hour and you're driving, the traffic is no problem. But if you are getting paid by the job, then traffic is a problem.
Even if it's negligible.
There it is.
Yes. However, at least when you're talking about traffic, it is a realm of the problem. And there, the phrase no problem is used now as, instead of saying you're welcome, where problems are not really cogent to the reason why you said thank you.
And that's exactly how I feel. That's my second point is when someone says thank you, it shouldn't be no problem. It should be the good old phrase that we all use to all of our lives is you're welcome.
Yeah. It's really too bad what happened to the thank you and you're welcome. I don't know how that happened. It's inexplicable, Richard.
Well, those are my two. Thank you so much.
Good to hear from you. Really? Well, how did that happen? 860-522-9842, Camilla, West Hartford. Hi, Camilla.
Hi, how you doing?
Thank you for the call.
Thank you for answering. One of my pet peeves is when they refer to people in terms of amount. A large amount of people were at the party. Or instead of saying number of people, drives me crazy. When I hear it on the news and people who should know better, and I yell at the TV because it
I know it sounds strange, but I don't know what's wrong with saying a large amount of people. Why is there a rule for that?
No, but when I think of like amount, I think of a cup of flour.
Yes,
or
rain falling from the sky.
Yeah, there's a, you know, a large amount of rain, but people don't fall out of the sky, and you can't measure them in a cup. So it's
well,
a number
big cup.
Of people.
Yeah.
Big cup. Very large cup. That's my... That's my rant. It drives me nuts. All right. But anyways, that's
we need an English teacher to call in and tell us why you're right, because I'm sure you are. Let's just play a rant here. Wait a sec. Press a button. Play a rant.
I thought that the liberal people were supposed to be compassionate and caring about people. I don't understand why the judge won't let Trump go see his kid graduate high school. That's a big moment in a person's life. I think if he arrests him for doing it, it's going to backfire. It's just going to make him even more popular. See ya.
The beginning of that is classic, isn't it?
I thought that the liberal people were supposed to be...
the liberal people. I love that because it is like this foreign... You know, it's kind of like you're looking at something in a museum and you're trying to figure out what it is. What is a liberal person? 860-522-9842. Mike in Newington. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Todd?
What's up?
About the Bears. I heard something funny on TV last night. I figured maybe you'd get a kick out of it. Gentleman was talking about there's a couple different kinds of Bears. He said, I got to learn more about bears so I know which bear that I'm dealing with, because they say with some bears, if you see them, you're supposed to raise your arms, look bigger than them, and make a lot of noise. And with some others, you're supposed to lay down and get in a fetal position. So he said, so I'm walking down the trail, and here comes a bear, and I jump up and down and make a lot of noise, and the bear looks at me and says, I'm not that bear. And don't try laying down now, because I'm not stupid.
That's funny. Is that true that there's that is the guidance, that you have opposite guidance depending on the type of bear?
And that's what I'm understanding.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're not supposed to run, right?
That you're not supposed to do. Well, you know what? Unless you're with your buddy. And you know the old saying, right? I don't have to run fast. I just have to run faster than you. God, have a great day.
Thank you, sir. 860-522-9842. How about that one? You just have to run faster. Juan runs fast. Don't you, Juan?
I do. But you know what? English being a second language for me is hard for me to pick on other people, because I'm culpable of all those different things that everybody's been talking about.
Yeah, but you've got an excuse. You don't have to feel guilty about it.
No, but you know what? I do have a few things that I detest, and they usually come from my wife. That when she says she's got a list of chores for me to do, I hate that.
Is it the word list or the word chores?
Both of them together, because it's just multiple. The other thing that I'm going to switch onto my car in a second, so let me just.
We're ready. We're ready. Thank you for bringing us through the whole process.
But the other thing is, you're not sleeping in my bed tonight. I'm like, wait a second. When did it become your bed? We bought the bed together.
And you put it in the room that you share, right?
Exactly. And it's like, you know, I think we both work very hard. And it's a shared collective. The building is together, not hers, not mine. And so the bed is a sacred place. I always end up in the bed anyhow, push my way in. But
you just don't know if she's going to be there.
Oh, she's always there.
Okay.
Always there. That mattress we got. We just went on vacation, came back, and we were like, oh, my God, this bed was so good when we got home that night. That's how it rolls.
All right. And anything else, Juan?
How it rolls. No, I think that's it for now.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Good luck with your sleeping location tonight. We wish you the best. 860-522-WTIC. Let me check the time here to make sure I'm accurate. Bob in Hebron. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Todd.
Nice to hear from you. Thank you for calling.
I could care less.
And what's the other way to say it? I couldn't care less.
Exactly.
Which one is it?
Well, the funny thing is, I could care less. I kind of like it. It's kind of cool, and it's one of those things that's the opposite of the meaning, but everybody knows what you mean.
Right.
The first time I heard it was one of my oldest friends, and it had to be. It was many decades ago, and I fell right into it. I didn't say, "Well, don't you mean I couldn't care less?" I mean, I immediately knew what he meant. And nobody says I couldn't care less anymore. They all, everybody that I hear says
the wrong way is universal now.
To my ears, it is.
Yeah, that's funny.
And I also want to second everybody that objected to hearing no problem instead of you're welcome. That one does really put a burr under me.
What's funny is that's not even a choice. That's just what age you are. If you're a certain age, that's there's no more you're welcome. It's gone.
And the ironic thing is, I use no problem for something because it's got a use for certain things. But when it is used by somebody, and if they say it instead of you're welcome, you know they're going to use it for everything.
Right.
It's just a universal usage.
Yeah. Somebody threw a switch and that happened.
Yeah. So that's it. That's mine for now. So thank you very much. Love the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Bob. Dave in Wethersfield. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Todd. I got two quick things.
Mm-hmm.
The first is there was a gentleman who called during the 4 o'clock hour, and he didn't know how to respond when somebody said to him, "What's up?" And I used to date a woman from England about 25 years ago, and she used to make fun of American slang. So whenever I said to her, "What's up?" she would say, "A two-letter word that describes a direction." He would say that every single time.
I can see why that relationship didn't last.
No, it didn't last. It was, thank God. Thank God for that. But at least now he's got an answer in case somebody, you know, says what's up to him.
Yes.
The second one is it's the Democrat Party, not the Democratic Party.
When you say that, you hate it? Or when people say, what is it you don't like?
People say Republicans and Democrats, but they say the Democratic Party. It's not the Democratic Party. It's the Democrat Party. Democratic is a process. Democratic process.
Except that it is called the Democratic Party. Like, that's their name.
If you look it up online, is it the Democrats or is it the Democrat
Party?
Well,
if you look up the names of the parties, it says the word Democrat, gets in there somehow.
It does, but it shouldn't be, because democratic is, to me, is a process. It's the democratic process.
It is.
There's nothing democratic about the Democrats.
But, you know, it's funny. I've even checked it this week. I check it regularly because people bring it up so much. And it was on a federal government website where it talked about there are several political parties in our system, but the two major ones are the Democratic and the Republican. And that is proper English, I believe. And what happened is that somebody, maybe it was Rush, refusing to say Democratic because I think the Democrats don't tend to be particularly Democratic. But and now people believe that to be the literal truth as opposed to a symbolic gesture. But I believe it came from symbolism, this movement.
Thanks, Todd.
Good to hear from you. Appreciate the call. 860-522-WTIC. And I'm looking for the next. We're going to Tarrington. Bob next. Hey there.
Hi, how are you, Todd?
Thank you for calling, sir. What's up?
Okay, let's not poke the bear.
How about that?
What's
up, which was somebody's.
Poking the bear all day today.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's the job, though, right?
Well, let me ask another one. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
You used to get so upset when people used to say, how you doing? And you would get into a little rant like, hey, look, don't ask me that. I've got time on the radio right now. I don't need to hear that kind of question. Just ask me your question, yada, yada, yada. And it's still out there all the time. Hey, how you doing?
The one you reminded me of. Oh, I got you. And Lemmy Getta. Do you know those?
Lemmy Getta, yeah, I know that one.
Let me get a sandwich.
So let me get your opinion. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. I've got because I know we're getting to the end of time. I got two more here for.
Okay.
The one that really bugs the crap out of me is when mm-hmm. somebody says guesstimate.
It's not
a guesstimate. It's still an estimate. An estimate is still a guess.
Okay? Well, that's true. That never occurred to me before.
It's still an estimate.
The word did not need modification.
It does not. And the last one I've got here is irregardless.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's still regardless.
Right.
It's irregardless.
Right.
It's regardless.
It's regardless whether you say irregardless or not.
Yeah, but the one that kills me is when I hear, well, we're going to give you a guesstimate. What do you mean a guesstimate? It's an estimate. An estimate is still a guess.
Bob, thank you so much for that. That was badly needed. It really was. Mike in Colebrook. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Dad. Hey, whatever. I didn't know what that word meant until I taught in a vocational technical college.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend, we've been together for 16 years. And after every one of our discussions, she'd turn around and wave her hand in the air and say, whatever. And the conversation was over. Well, now I know what whatever means.
Okay, what's it mean?
Flipping me off and saying, hey, whatever. You know what I mean? That's the next one I got a problem with. I had a supervisor that he had to do meetings every day,
mm-hmm.
twice a day, with his reports. And everything he said was, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm like, no, I don't know what you mean. And neither does anybody else.
You're right.
He had the worst department to manage in the whole building. And what was the next one I wanted was, I forgot it. I was waiting online too long.
It should be obvious because you've got a clear pattern there, but I can't tell you what it is. Anyway, we're out of time.
I know, but thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for wrapping it up, Mike. Nicely done. All right, we've still got people on hold. I can't believe it. That was so much fun. Thank you. And, Mark Christopher is in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. You have anything you want to throw in, Mark, onto the list?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.